On the appropriations front, the Agriculture Appropriations Bill has moved through the subcommittee and the full committee in the House and is pending consideration on the House floor. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with an update on the expected timeline for this legislation.
At this point, since the House has not passed a budget for this year, the earliest they can take up any of the appropriations bills is May 15th and later. So we don't anticipate the agriculture bill coming to the House floor until late May or June, given that it's expected to be about the fourth or fifth appropriations bill that will be considered in the House once they pass that May 15th date.
On the Senate side, no action has taken place yet on their version of the Ag Appropriations Bill.
Though we expect the Senate subcommittee and full committee to mark up the bill in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And then at that point, we'll have to evaluate if and when the bill goes to the full Senate for consideration. While there has been an attempt this year to try to get back to so-called regular order, where each of the individual spending bills is considered by the House and Senate, the first spending bill to go to the Senate floor, which was the Energy and Water Appropriations Bill about 2 weeks ago, has now gotten bogged down over somewhat unrelated and very controversial amendments that have been proposed. So it's still unclear at this point if the appropriations process will get back on track in the Senate and allow other bills to come to the floor.
And on the regulation side,
the Environmental Protection Agency recently extended a 30-day comment period to accept comments with regard to the dicamba herbicide and its use over dicamba-tolerant cotton varieties. The EPA originally proposed a 30-day comment period. That has now been extended until the end of May to allow for additional time. The National Cotton Council will be submitting extensive comments in support of this approval, so this product will be available and on the market for use over the top of the new dicamba-tolerant cotton varieties. And we're urging all of our state and regional producer organizations, as well as individual producers, to submit comments in support of this label approval.